I think it was a line out of a Stephen King book that I read, and within, you know, like heavy metal and all, the whole idea is sort of that you, the trend is that your name is really awkward and complicated and your logo is illegible. So I just thought it made for a good one.
And just tell us a little bit about Volume 1 that's coming out today.
So myself and another artist, Parisi Gunanyuka, we were both just making music and chatting to each other, and we're like, sure, we'll put a few songs together and we might as well put any money that comes out of it towards charity. We've no real intention of making a living out of music or anything, particularly with the kind of music we're making, you know, it'd be particularly difficult. You know, the idea came up and we went along and it was grand. And by the time we finished, we decided, you know, good opportunity. If anybody wants to, you know, make a donation, here's a chance, you know. Particularly if, you know, anybody was into the music, it's kind of a win-win scenario. You get the music and then you get the pat on the back of having made a donation. And they have an option there. If you want to donate from my end of it, from my Bandcamp profile, it's going towards the NWSPCA. But if you make a purchase from Farishi Gunanyuka's Bandcamp page, it actually goes to As I Am, charity for autism awareness.
And how did you get involved with Farishi in the first place?
Kind of just happened on his page on Instagram, and, you know, like the music, and, you know, sure, we just reach out to each other eventually and said, sure, look, we might as well work together on something here and vote to a good cause.
I listened to a couple of the tracks there earlier on today, and I've seen people describe your music as black metal or something like that. What would you describe it as?
To me, it's just a bit of crack. It's noisy and it's like it's intimidating sounding if you're not sort of into metal, I suppose. But really, it's just about, you know, beating the crap out of a guitar and shouting and roaring and jumping up and down on the drum kit for 3 minutes.
Yeah, it sounds like that, all right, and it sounds like it's good fun. I'm kind of a trash metal guy myself, really, but just tell us, how did you get involved with black metal in the first place? It's not something you hear on the radio here.
No, I mean, I would have been sort of like yourself, and even today, like a lot of the stuff, most of the stuff I listen to would be, you know, like Metallica and stuff like that. With Sanguine Icar, it's sort of just a place for me to just make music, and whatever I'm listening to at the time, that's what I end up making. So I just was listening to a lot of black metal at the time, and kind of influenced the kind of music I made. The songs I'm writing now are kind of more thrashy, just because that I've sort of gone back out of that phase. But, you know, I'm not, you know, sort of sticking to any one style or anything. It's sort of just whatever I'm listening to is whatever's coming out the other end.
And I suppose there's always been this perception of black metal, you know, when people hear that phrase, they think of, you know, Norwegian guys burning down churches and that kind of stuff. Do you think that perception kind of hurts the music, really?
To me, it does. I mean, there's people kind of, I don't know, idolize these guys or whatever, kind of talk about a black metal ideology and this kind of stuff and take the music to be more than music. But, you know, I think with anything, there's going to be people who sort of take it too far. But, you know, it's just a bit of crack, you know. For me, like, I heard the music, I liked how it sounded, and I ended up picking up the guitar, and that's what came out. And I think that's what music is all about, really, is just having a bit of fun and being creative. And stuff like that does, I suppose, hurt the art.
Has it been difficult to try and make music given the current restrictions that are in place?
And it's fine for me. I just have, you know, I have the guitar and I have the amp and I have everything I need right here. It's not been any problem for me. I'm just working on my own here and getting on with it.
And what's the next step now? Are you planning to play this music live for people around the Gorey area, or what's the next step after this?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I used to be in a band and we used to play live before COVID happened, and, you know, it's great crack and it's something I really look forward to getting back to, is, you know, going to gigs and, you know, just meeting up with people. And, you know, everybody loves that typical night out cliche where you go out and you meet a total stranger, and just for the one night you're the best of friends, and then you wake up in the morning you can't even remember what they looked like and who their name was, and you have added tons of people on Snapchat and all that crack, you know, you miss all that stuff. So yeah, really looking forward to getting back out into the live gig setting.
The two charities that are going to benefit from the proceeds here are the NWSPCA, the North Wexford Society for the Prevention of Cruelty Against Animals, and As I Am Charity, an autism charity. So how did you decide on those two?
It was just, when we finished making the songs, we sort of said to each other, look, I'm not really looking to make any money from this. We might as well put it to charity, you know. If people feel like spending money on our music, then at least, you know, it's going somewhere good, like something good is coming out of it. It was just based off personal choice. I mean, my sympathies would be with animals. I'm just an animal lover, you know, so that just seemed like the first that came to mind for me. And I imagine it's the same for Ishii, just you know, something close to your heart, I suppose.
And Bandcamp do this special promotion the first Friday of every month. Can you just tell us a bit more about that?
Yeah, so because of musicians being hit hard by the whole COVID restriction and the loss of gigs and live revenue, Bandcamp do this thing on the first Friday of every month where they basically waive their take of any purchases made. So if you were to purchase the EP for €6.66 there today, ordinarily Bandcamp would take a small cut out of that money before giving the rest to the artists just to keep their own platform going. But on the first Friday of every month, to sort of support artists who are losing money, they don't. And it gives artists a chance, if you want to release something and really get the most out of it, you have 24 hours there where you can get your extra few bob without, you know, the little the overhead getting cut off or whatever you want to call it.
How would you describe the metal scene in, not only in Gorey, but just in the Southeast in general? Is there much of an appetite out there for it?
There is, I think, a growing appetite for it. You know, there are bands out there. Death Can Wait are a really good band. 12 Gauge Outrage are a thrash metal band from Enniscorthy. And I saw on Instagram Animator, who are a thrash metal band from down in Uras, they're starting recording music again. So there are bits and pieces happening, and I just really hope that once it's safe to do so and once things open up, that, you know, gigs can come back and it won't be a case of having to go to Dublin or Waterford for a metal gig, that we'll be able to have them close to home.
Listen, hopefully people listening to this will be able to open their minds and try a bit of black metal on a Friday afternoon. Where can they find you on various social channels if they want to support you?
I'm on Instagram, it's just sanguine.iker. And on Facebook as well, I'm just there. I don't use the Facebook as much. It's really just Instagram for me.